USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he thinks Special Counsel Robert Mueller acted honorably.
It's lasted a long time. We're glad it's over. It's 100% the way it should have been. I wish it could have gone a lot sooner, a lot quicker.
President Trump making those comments at the White House, though Mueller concluded that there was no collusion or conspiracy between the president's 2016 campaign and Russia. A dozen alleged participants in the biggest college admissions bribery case pled not guilty in a Boston federal court on Monday. 50 people, including actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, have been indicted. They are both due in a Los Angeles court on April 3rd. Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri will be threatened with more flooding as waters, though, do retreat in the Midwest. The National Weather Service believes that as snow melts in Montana and the Dakotas, that will bring more floods to Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
The attorney for the man accused of killing a mob boss in New York is shedding some light on a motive. Robert Gottlieb spoke after his client, Anthony Comello, made a court appearance in Staten Island.
The reasons for what happened will be shown to be tied to the hate, to the words that are so easily obtainable on the Internet.
Comello remains in custody and is being held without bail. New York federal prosecutors are announcing charges against attorney Michael Avenatti for threatening to extort millions from Nike.
The charges are based on Avenatti's scheme to extract more than $20 million in payments from a public company by threatening to use his ability to garner publicity to inflict financial and reputational harm.
U.S. Attorney Jeff Berman at a press conference on Monday. Berman also believes,
by engaging in the conduct alleged in the complaint, Avenatti was not acting as an attorney. A suit and tie doesn't mask the fact that this was an old-fashioned shakedown.
USA Radio News.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
The average tax refund is $3 lower than it was a year ago. That's according to statistics released by the IRS. The average tax refund is around $3,000, and the IRS has issued 59 million total refunds, which is down just under 2 million or 3% from last year. Paul Schwartz is a certified public accountant, and he explains why you want to keep that refund as low as you can.
My belief is that you really don't want to get big refunds. You want to make sure that your exemptions that you claim at work are just enough to cover you for your tax, but not to create a big refund. We feel that big refunds are basically allowing the government to hold on to your money, and when they pay you, they don't pay you a dime of interest. So we try to discourage people from getting big refunds. Unfortunately, sometimes people really count on that big refund, and I certainly try to educate my clients to not count on the big refund and have the money all year in their pockets and do the right things with it. But certainly you want to gather your receipts as best you can and also make sure that you've done your best to contribute to a retirement plan, either an IRA, traditional IRA, Roth IRA, or perhaps your 401k plan at work. Those are really the best things that you can do at this point.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.